USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a U.S. man faces charges for a terror plot that the FBI says was going to take place in downtown Cleveland on the 4th of July. The FBI is saying that Demetrius Pitts has been taken into custody and has made statements supporting Al-Qaeda. He's been charged with providing material support to a foreign terrorist group. President Trump is congratulating Mexico's president-elect, who has said he'll be demanding Trump's respect. Andres Manuel López Obrador, winning Mexico's presidential election yesterday. Former U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Roberta Jacobson, who resigned that post in March, says of López Obrador
that he takes this relationship seriously, that he does not think that it needs to be descend into insults.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
With a Supreme Court nominee to choose, President Trump is reminded that on the campaign trail, he once said he would appoint Supreme Court justices who were opposed to Roe v. Wade and then leave abortion decisions up to individual states. Asked about it in an interview Sunday, the president says,
"Maybe someday it will be to the states. You never know how that's going to turn out. That's a very complex question. The Roe v. Wade is probably the one that people are talking about, but it could very well end up with states at some point."
Trump speaking on Fox News. The nation's biggest business group, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, launching a campaign today opposing the president's trade tariff policies. Nations that have already started retaliating against his tariffs on steel and aluminum include Canada, Mexico, China, and today the European Union. There are reports President Trump may hold another meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, this time in New York City. That according to unnamed U.S. officials speaking to Axios. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Utah, Mitt Romney, says he doesn't believe the Russia investigation is a hoax.
No, I think it's a totally appropriate evaluation by our government. Russia's clearly trying to become involved in the electoral process here and distort that process.
Romney going on to say he wants the investigation to be completed, and he doesn't believe the probe will find that President Trump was involved in any wrongdoing. Special Counsel Robert Mueller still looking into Russian meddling in the U.S. election, as well as a possible connection between the Trump campaign and Russia. A check on some of those wildfires in Northern California. Fire crews making some progress against the growing county fire. Since starting on Saturday afternoon, that fire has already burned over 32,000 acres in Napa and Lake counties, about 45 miles northwest of Sacramento, and it's only 2% contained. As for the Pawnee Fire, it's in that same vicinity, burning over 14,000 acres. It's now 73% contained. AAA anticipating more Americans will be hitting the road for 4th of July than ever before, despite the highest gas prices on the holiday in the last several years. A AAA spokesman says about 47 million people are expected to travel for the holiday, which would be a 5% increase from last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.